This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Greg Humphrey's been playing music in the Triangle for more than 20 years. His bands, Dylan, Fence, and Hobex, were fixtures of the local music scene in the 90s and aughts, and in recent years he has launched his solo career. Greg will be leaving the Triangle soon. He's moving to New York for something perhaps more powerful even than music. It is for love. But before he leaves, he'll celebrate his bright career here. Tomorrow night, Greg Humphrey's going away party at the Lincoln Theater in downtown Raleigh. We get a preview today. He's going to open with a solo set tomorrow night at the Lincoln Theater, but he's in our studio right now. Greg Humphrey's, welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you back.
Thank you for having me, Frank.
This is exciting news, but we didn't think you loved anything more than music. A woman, huh?
Well, she's fantastic. And I'm not just saying that because she's on the other side of this wall.
I met her, and I tend to agree after just a few minutes. So that's wonderful. So you went up to New York and found the love of your life.
I did. It was actually a very intense situation because one of my really good friends, Dave Dornberg, passed away this year. And I went up to New York for the memorial service. And I met Rubina there, and we've just been together ever since. It's been fantastic.
So you're going to go to New York. So, and you have been here for a long time, and in so many ways have, I think, embodied the music scene, not only in the Triangle, but in North Carolina. You bring your own talent to this thing, you listen to other people's music, and then your original music is infused with so many different styles.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, I've been making music for 25 years, and I've definitely followed some different paths along the way, and hopefully it all comes out sounding like me in the end.
Well, it does, and it's going to be exciting when you come back for the inevitable, you know, tour, the welcome back tour. Maybe not forever, just for a day or two if you come back. Be happy to hear what you've learned up in New York and how
sure.
You think about the music. Well, listen, would you play a song for us now?
Yes, I'm going to play a song. Actually, I'm going to play a couple songs from a new album that I just finished. The title is Bohemia. And this song is called Someday I'll Have My Due. Someday I'll have my due with a home and a love that's true. I've been waiting so long for my ship to come home, and one day I'll have my due. This old sea will throw you around, make you feel like you'll never be found, but a star in the night will show you a light, and one day love will abound. Someday I'll have my due with a home and a love that's true. I've been waiting so long for my ship to come home, and one day I'll have my due. Yes, one day
Greg Humphrey's from his soon-to-be-released latest album, Bohemia, and a tribute to highly caffeinated soft drink. Someday I'll have my due. I'm sorry.
Hey.
That's that is a beautiful
Good
song.
Idea.
And, you know, it's got, again, that wonderful kind of R&B feel, and yet singer-songwriter and a little bit of country. Beautiful song. Beautiful. So tell us about the inspiration for Bohemia.
Well, a lot of these songs were written in my time over the last couple of summers over in the Czech Republic. So there's a reference to the historical Bohemia. And it's also you could consider it maybe a love letter or a goodbye note to my art and music community here in the Triangle, and kind of an anticipation of entering into the bohemian world of New York. So,
you know, you talk about Prague and the Czech Republic. There's a place, again, like the Triangle, where all kinds of women, there they are poised and positioned in Central Europe. And some of the most beautiful music in the world has been written there, recorded there, and still to this day is performed there.
It's an amazing culture. And I really did not know much about it until I went over there and spent time there. And I learned so much about that part of the world. And
what about this part of the world? What do you think you've, if you look back now on 20 years of performance in this area, how would you characterize it?
Well, I love North Carolina, and I've spent my whole life here, and it's so much a part of me, and it always will be. And the music here, you know, growing up in Winston-Salem and being exposed to bluegrass, and my dad used to take me to bluegrass festivals and take our family, and we'd camp and be exposed to all this great music, Doc Watson. And then growing up in Winston-Salem and being exposed to all these great rock bands, you know, people like the DBs, you know, Peter Holzapfel, who lives here now, and all these great musicians growing up. And then going to college and just being in the milieu around here. And since then, it's been rock, it's been jazz, it's been so many different influences coming into my life, and it's all right here. We're very lucky here.
Well, they're lucky in New York to get you, because now they're going to get a good dose of some really good music when you get up there. But I know they've got bands. There's some bands up there, and some, I think there's some bars where you could play. So there's probably work up there for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Will you do another song for us?
Yes. Here's another one from Bohemia.
Down, and shouting at ghosts on the green. Long ago I would have left this town if you had just said what you mean. Twisting the knife as a pleasure sport and mumbling lines in between. Long ago I would have left you short if you had just said what you mean. Saying what you mean is easier than meaning what you say. Saying what you mean would not be hard, but the truth gets in the way. Pictures in black and white when darkness is all that you've seen. Testing your limit in wrong or right when you could just say what you mean. Saying what you mean is easier than meaning what you say. Saying what you mean would not be hard, but the truth gets in the way. Whispering whims to your so-called friends and shouting at scars on the screen. We wouldn't tell you how this one ends when you just say what you mean.
Saying What You Mean, Greg Humphreys from his new album Bohemia is going to be at the Lincoln Theater in downtown Raleigh tomorrow night for a farewell tour. That show starts at 8:30, live on the State of Things Today. You know, you were at your career here coming of age in the 1990s when the indie rock scene here was so vibrant. What do you think accounts for all of the excitement about music and the creativity around music in this area?
Well, I think the universities definitely have a lot to do with it. You have this constant stream of intelligent, hungry, excited people, and they replenish the source, you know. And you know, people from there's an amazing group of musicians and creative people for my generation and the generation after that, and it just continues, you
but
know.
You know what's so cool about it is, and this is no slight. I don't want you to feel bad, but so many people get good and stay. They
right.
don't feel like they have to go off, and you're leaving for a very good reason. And you've been here for 20 years. I mean, you
yes.
were able to go off. You're an accomplished musician. You could have taken a crack at Nashville and L.A. and all those things and probably done pretty darn well. The interesting thing is how many great musicians are great and stay in this area and keep doing
it
as new and younger people come through.
There's so much talent here. And it is breathtaking when you come across these great musicians and great songwriters. And it's amazing how much talent there is in the world, you know.
That's good. And you're going to find some more up there and
yes.
tell us all about it and come back. Can I ask you to play another one for us?
Yes, I'm going to play one from my last album. The album was People You May Know, and this song is called Only One of Me. Thousands of ships in the ocean. There are millions of fish in the sea. There are billions of stars in the sky, dear. But there's only one of me. There are hundreds of suitors to woo you. There are thousands of things you could be. There are plenty of dudes who would do you. But there's only one. So many ways to be lonely, and so many ways to be blue. And you might find a tear in my eye, girl, 'cause I know that there's only one of you, only one of you. So consider it well, and I'll bet you that you and I soon will agree. There are many that might try to get you, but there's only one of me. There are so many ways to be lonely, and so many ways to be blue. And you might find a tear in my eye, girl, 'cause I know that there's only one of you, only one of you. So consider it well, and I'll bet you, you and I soon will agree. There are many that might try to get you, but there's only one. There's only one. There's only one of me.
Greg Humphries from his last album, People You May Know, Only One of Me. So sad because we could send one of you to New York and keep the rest of the other one here. Not going to happen. Great song. And tell us about – now, you're going to be at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh tomorrow night. Farewell
yes.
tour starts at 8:30. Tell us about the lineup. Who's going to be there?
Well, I'm doing three sets. I'm doing an opening set, acoustic, and then I'll be doing a set with my old group, Dylan Fence. And then I'll be doing a set with Hobex at the end of the night. And I have a lot of really great musicians lined up to guest, John Shane and Gene Jolly and Andrew Marlin and Emily Franz from Mandolin Orange, Chandler Holt from Chatham County Line. They're all going to sit in with me on my opening set. Daniel and Danny Chavis from The Velt are going to sit in with Dylan Fence. And Hobex is going to have Charlotte Ammons and Peter Lamb and Al Strong sit in on some stuff. And, you know, it's just all of our friends will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You're going to find it hard to leave with a group like that hanging around making music all night at the Lincoln Theater. It's going to be great. Great show.
Well, thank you so much.
Wish you all the best of luck and in your new life up there. Please come back and see us. Don't be a stranger. It's so great to see you again.
I'm going to be coming back a lot, and I hope to see you again, Frank. And thank you for having me on the show.
We never close. You're always welcome back. Greg Humphrey's playing tomorrow night, Lincoln Theater, downtown Raleigh. That show starts at 8:30. This is our last show of the year. We're going to take a break for the holidays, so I hope you enjoy the special programs that you're going to hear in this time slot for the next 2 weeks. We'll be back live and lovely January 7th. Meanwhile, all of us at the State of Things in WUNC wish you the happiest of holidays, a very Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Greg Humphreys.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer, time for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could only see such spirit through the year. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could only see such spirit through the year.